This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli troops carried out building-by-building searches at Gaza's main hospital as a new communications blackout in the territory on Friday compounded fears for Palestinian civilians trapped inside the facility. The Shifa Hospital, Gaza's largest, has become the focal point of the Israel-Hamas war. VOA's senior diplomatic correspondent Sydney Sane reports.
The Hamas-run Ministry of Health released video, it says, shows patients being moved inside smoke-filled corridors as Israeli forces raid the large hospital compound one building at a time. The Israeli army released video that it says shows Hamas weapons and military equipment it found in the hospital. Hamas denies it is using the medical center for military purposes. Cindy Sane, VOA News, the State Department.
Israel has vowed to eradicate Hamas in response to the group's October 7th attack, which killed 1,200 people, most of them civilians, and saw about 240 taken hostage, according to Israeli officials. Israel's air bombardment and ground operation has killed 11,500 people, including thousands of children, according to Hamas-run local authorities in Gaza. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. The World Health Organization said on Friday it was very worried about the spread of disease in Gaza.
We are extremely concerned as well about the spread of diseases. Rainy season, winter arrived, overcrowding in the shelter, the UNRWA shelters, but all the makeshift shelters as well, lack of water and sanitation, etc.
Richard Peppercorn, WHO representative in the occupied Palestinian territory. This is VOA News. Ukraine's presidential office says six civilians have been killed in the south of the country over the past 24 hours and at least 13 more people injured, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
In the south, the Russian army shelled residential areas of Kherson five times with artillery, killing four people and wounding seven others, leaving some districts without electricity and damaging residential buildings, shops and a hospital. In the south of Baluzerka, during a massive artillery shelling, two people were killed and three more injured, while in the eastern Donetsk region, Russians shelled eight towns and villages, wounding two civilians near Marinka, where fighting is taking place. On Thursday, David Cameron travelled to the Ukrainian port of Odessa in his first overseas trip as Britain's new foreign minister, pledging continued UK military support. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Japan's Prime Minister Fumio Kishida said Thursday he told President Xi Jinping that he had serious concerns about Chinese military activity during their first direct talks in a year and slammed Beijing's ban on its seafood. Kishida said he, quote, expressed our serious concerns over China's increasing military activity near Japan, including its collaboration with Russia. During their meeting on the sidelines of the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Forum. A U.S. federal jury on Thursday convicted a right-wing conspiracy theorist of a hammer attack on the husband of then-House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Here's Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer with more.
David Wayne DePapp broke into the Pelosi San Francisco home in early morning hours in October 2022 and struck Paul Pelosi over the head with a hammer. The 82-year-old was knocked unconscious and hospitalized for several days, undergoing surgery for skull fractures. The former speaker was away in Washington at the time. Evidence showed DePapp was driven by right-wing conspiracy theories spread by QAnon. DePapp told the jury he planned to kidnap Nancy Pelosi, interrogate her, and break her kneecaps if he found her to be lying.
Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer, who says DePapp also faces further charges, including attempted murder in California state court. Rescuers drill deeper into the rubble of a collapsed road tunnel in northern India to fix wide pipes for 40 workers trapped underground for a 6-day to crawl to their freedom. A disaster management official said Friday drilling with a new machine has covered a stretch of about 24 meters so far, and it may require up to 60 meters to enable the trapped workers to escape. The first machine used was slow in pushing pipes through the debris. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.